Your hair is pretty much the crown that sits on your head, and whether you like to admit it or not, it really does make a difference to your appearance, and of course, the way you feel about yourself. It's so important that you always feel great about yourself and have good enough self-confidence to take on the world, and your hair does have a lot to do with that. This is why it's important for you to know exactly what you need to do with your hair and also what not to do. Read on to find out more about the perfect hair care. How to wash your hair. When you're a kid, this is not even a question in your mind. You get in the shower, throw on whatever is inside onto your hair, wash it out, and you're good to go. But as you get older, you begin to notice different products for different hair types, and the process of washing your hair shouldn't really be a hit-and-run situation. Don't wash your hair every day. By doing so, you're not giving your scalp a chance to produce the natural oils that your hair needs for nourishment. Do have a preconditioning routine before you have a shower. This doesn't have to be done every time, but perhaps once or twice a week. You can use conditioning masks by your favorite product or go natural and put in oils such as coconut, olive, or almond oil at least 2 hours before. Don't scrub your hair. This only gets it super tangled and can cause pretty bad damage. You're only supposed to lather your scalp and do this in a gentle back and forth movement, not round and around. Wet hair care. When it comes to wet hair, we keep hearing different theories and approaches. But here's the real deal about what you should and shouldn't do when it comes to dealing with your wet hair. Now, there's nothing really better than leaving your hair to dry, but if you want to get it dry quickly and prevent puffy hair, then you first need to understand why your hair gets puffy first. This way you'll have a better understanding of what to do and what not to do. Don't be harsh when you towel dry. Just squeeze the water out. Don't rub the towel on your hair because you will damage the hair follicles like this. Do use a wide-toothed comb on wet hair. If you really get into styling your hair and brushing it with your other brushes, it could tear your hair. Wide-toothed combs are the best option when wet. Do apply a heat-resistant product on your wet hair if you plan on blow-drying it. Don't put too much, but make sure you apply it gently. And stay away from the scalp and roots so it doesn't get too oily and flat. How your lifestyle affects your hair. To have a healthy head of hair, you need to understand the way you live your life does affect it. What you eat, how much sleep you get, and whether you're physically active or not will affect your hair health. Don't smoke and expose your hair to polluted environments. The keratin in your body is negatively impacted by their toxins, and this doesn't allow your hair to grow the way it should. Do eat well. This means fresh and organic food. Junk and an excess of sugar and processed foods affect the production of the needed minerals and nutrients that help your hair grow properly and stay strong and healthy. Don't subject yourself to too much stress. Start doing yoga and meditation or work out a couple times a week. Stress and depression after the production of certain hormones that are important for having sleek and beautiful hair. Do visit your doctor. Make sure that you're always aware of your body and how healthy it is. It's also that you get some tests done to see what you may be deficient in. Supplements can really help your hair grow if you have any kind of deficiency. It's important that you follow the advice mentioned here because your hair care is a routine on its own. Make sure that you're eating well, drinking plenty of water, and getting enough exercise in because this will have a direct impact on the health of your hair. Make sure you're using products that don't have too many chemicals in them and that you pamper your hair every once in a while by doing oil massages to the scalp.